Well, Syrian warplanes have reportedly conducted over 24 airstrikes against ISIL terrorist strongholds in northern Syria. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says military aircraft struck the Takfiri group strongholds north of Raqqa and the surrounding region. Well, according to the group, 26 strikes hit the terrorist military court and bases in the city. It's said that at least 31 terrorists have been killed and dozens of others wounded in the attack. Now, the terrorists are in control of a large part of Raqqa province. Well, let's turn to Damascus, joined by Press TV's correspondent, Mohammed Ali. Mohammed Ali, good to see you with us again. Mohammed Ali, fill us in on this latest situation that's taking place.
Yes, Marzia, as you have just said, many sources have confirmed that Syrian warplanes have attacked today some hideouts and headquarters of the ISIL, Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, the Al-Qaeda-linked group, of course, in Al-Raqqa. Al-Raqqa city is the only city, actually, which is fully occupied by those Takfiri insurgents over a year or two ago. Now, what we know is that today the Syrian warplanes targeted with about 25 airstrikes those hideouts of the militants. According to the information we got, 14 militants, among them one of their leaders from the ISIL, were killed during following those airstrikes in Al-Raqqa city itself and also in the surrounding areas, its countryside. We have to point out that, as you know, Marzia, just about a week ago or 8 days, the ISIL Takfiri militants attacked a brigade called Brigade 93 and also Division 17. Those are army bases near Al-Raqqa. The ISIL targeted those two army headquarters, and this is actually a response, according to many analysts and experts. This is, and strategic, of course, experts on ground, that this is a response by the Syrian government regarding those attacks. And also, we have to point out what the Syrian president, also Marzia, said in his speech that he gave while he was taking the oath into the office just a month ago. He said that he pledged, actually, that the Syrian government and the Syrian army will clear Al-Raqqa city of terrorists, according to what he said, and also that Aleppo will be also secure again. He was pledging that during his speech after he took his oath. Nevertheless, we have to point out that the ISIL, the Syrian government, has been speaking about the threat of the ISIL that would spread across not only Syria, but also the region if no one stops it. And we have seen that there is a UN resolution regarding, of course, condemning this group. But definitely, according to the Syrian government, if there is no action behind that resolution, meaning that the country is supporting them and funding them, to the ISIL is not going to stop funding them, then definitely this group will continue growing stronger. And its threat, according to what the Syrian government has warned since the beginning of the unrest, will reach all of the region.
All right. Thank you so much for that update out of Damascus. Press TV's Mohammed Ali.